Welcome to the Infinite Lessons of Life podcast. I am your host, Bonnie Lee Fernandez. We are moving in a time where things are speeding up. Things are and has been accelerating through the years and has catapulted and just accelerated in immeasurable speeds that the human mind cannot truly comprehend. These speeding of times are an accelerated cycling of the consciousness of humanity and moving into a more lighter consciousness, moving into a more higher consciousness, more aware of things on many levels and many aspects, not only within your lives, but also outside of you, within your world. And your world can be defined as your reality, how you see it, how you make it, how you believe it, and your thoughts on truth. What is true for you is not necessarily true for everyone else. What is good for you internally does not mean that it is good for someone else, because it has different aspects, different things regarding that. I mean, if for one person being a vegetarian is wonderful for them and helps them, it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll help another person that may be allergic to everything that a vegetarian perhaps may consume. So, human consciousness truly does not understand at a more multiple level on so many things in so many different ways. A lot of times, humans see things their own way. Therefore, their own way should be the way that everyone else should be, that everyone else should eat like, and everyone else should do, and everyone else should believe, and have everyone else's truths. When the matter of the fact is that each individual has their own truths, each individual has their own beliefs, their own ways of being, and their own routines of doing things, and their own ways of providing their own nutritional needs, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. One cannot assign their truths upon the mass, upon any individual but themselves. What one must and should do is allow all and accept all as they are. Because we all are expressions of the divine source creator. We are a spark of the divine source creator. Therefore, we are multiple expressions expressing ourselves in our own unique way, individually and or collectively. A lot of times, people don't realize or even see beyond what they are in. They only see how things may be good for them, therefore it should be good for everyone else, when that is not necessarily always the case. It may be for some, but not all. Therefore, a lot of people do impose themselves on one another. And most of the time, they don't recognize it nor realize it. Now, we are going really deep here, and I am basically dissecting the mind, your human mind, your human consciousness. Places where many have not even gone to, not even scratched the surface of, because a lot of humanity basically is on the surface level of things. It's difficult for many to go deeper, because as you go deeper, you find the deeper core things, the deeper core issues, not only for yourself, but in others and collectively, globally. And that can truly be unsettling, because you're going to find so many different things. You're not going to only find things of light. You're going to find things of darkness. The polarity, which needs to be dealt with and handled and just gone through, cycled and processed through. It's all a part of this ascension shift that we are all going through. Now, a lot of people are talking about ascension. And basically, we've always been in the ascension mode. If you think about it, we've ascended out of childhood. We've ascended out of being teenagers. We ascended into new jobs, new realities, relationships. Think about it. You are always changing. You are always transitioning, always transforming the self in more ways than one without recognizing it or realizing it. And this is a fact. Because I see a lot of people out there that basically don't recognize any of this stuff, but yet they just go through the motion. They're going through it, and that's about it. But that is of their own choosing. That is their choice. Therefore, it is accepted and allowed. Until they move into other areas that show them other parts of themselves on a more expansive level of being. Now, there are so many examples out in the world that we can all be aware of or be influenced by in good or bad ways. But once again, the choice is ours to choose and go in whatever direction that we seem is proper for us. There is never a right or wrong path. They are all learning and growing paths. They are all paths of opportunity. for each of you to grow from, to grow out of, to grow into, to expand yourself from. I know that this planet is the most challenging planet there ever will be. This is a huge testing ground for all who come here. And it's not only a testing ground, but it is also a place where purpose is served. Everyone has a purpose in life, or you wouldn't be here. Not everyone knows their purpose or has awoken to it yet, but eventually you will. But if you don't awaken to your purpose while you are on this planet, as soon as you cross over the veil and get to the other side and see everything, because that is exactly what happens, is you become all-knowing, all-seeing. As soon as you get to the other side, you will realize a multitude of things that you did not realize while you were on this planet. But at the same time, in that realization, you will see where your purpose was served. So if you did not know your purpose while on planet Earth, going into and across the veil, you will know when you reach the other side. It's not always necessary for people to know what their purpose is, because even though you don't know when you're here, when you reach the other side, it will become clear as day that you are already in your purpose in life on this planet. The hope is that everyone awakens to their purpose on Earth before going to the other side, but that doesn't necessarily always happen in that way. But it's okay. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong with that at all. Don't kick yourself in the butt when you get to the other side because you just didn't wake up. That's okay. Next time around, you'll be a lot more aware. That's for sure. That is if you decide to come back around. But yes, I did want to discuss and dissect quite a lot of things regarding humanity's consciousness, what's going on the planet, how the energies are affecting a lot of you, and maybe not at all. But there are so many things being revealed, so many things surfacing, not only within yourself, within your life, within your relationships and everything, but globally. It's happening individually and collectively. Humanity is moving. Humanity is changing, is shifting. Their consciousness is growing. A lot of things are being revealed. A lot of things that are in the dark. A lot of deception, distortion, all of that is coming up and has been coming up for quite some time, if you have not realized it by now. Gaia's changing in herself. Gaia is a consciousness as well. Everything has consciousness. Humans are not the only one. Every living sentient being has consciousness. Everything that was created by the divine source creator has consciousness. Everything is aware of everything. We are all interconnected as one from source creator. But we are all learning at different stages and different levels, and nothing is wrong with that as well. There are some just getting on board, just coming online to all of this. It can be overwhelming indeed, but everyone goes in different stages, at different stages in learning and growing and expanding in their own way, shape, and form. No two will ever be alike. No two will ever agree, or maybe even disagree. But two can disagree to agree on separate things. And there are many views and perspectives, multiple. There isn't just one, two, three, or four. There are multiple perspectives. There are multiple ways of doing things and looking at things. The only limit is you. If you put a limit on yourself, on your mind. But yes, the expansion of consciousness is growing, has been growing in so many ways. Light is and has been permeating on this planet. If you have not noticed by now, it has. It works in a quantum way. It works non-linearly. You will not see it in a linear 3D way. You will not. You will know it. You will feel it. You will sense it when you are attuned and in tune and alignment and balanced to your higher self, your higher consciousness. You will know these things energetically. You will know a whole lot more than that on an energy level. But I think I've dissected this a good amount. And I will let you marinate in this, knowing that we are all on different stages and levels of growing, learning, and developing ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and etherically. And everyone's experience or experiences are true for them. Which makes it a beautiful thing, because it adds flavor to this wonderful recipe of spiritual beings. It adds uniqueness to each person individually. It brings forth ideas, inspirations for others to learn and grow from, to take tips from. It's very not only powerful, but informative for each and every individual and collectively. I will end right here and wish you a wonderful day until I return with another topic off the top of my unlimited consciousness. Until then, aloha.